Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on August 25th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And joining us today as co-host and co-interviewer is the president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Mark Lipps. And of course, with us because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie. Mark, how are you doing today?
I am doing great.
I'm a little snotty today, but other than that, I'm okay.
You sound like you're across the room and doing the dishes.
Oh,
no, Jackie,
really?
you're definitely on the other mic.
Huh. Okay.
So
all right.
Like
I will work.
Mike. Yeah.
But
please.
I got to tell you, guys, the next time you see me, I will be the role model for a 61-year-old, very fit, muscular Adonis types.
Okay.
I have taken on the 60-day. I have taken on the 60-day challenge. There's a group of us that are going to do this 60-day challenge here in Manhattan Beach, and it's 60 days of just ferocious working out with all the different muscle groups, 5 days a week, and then on the weekend you have other things to do. You can do as a group because we are all teamed up with different groups. It doesn't mean you have to work out together, but we are Team Sal, for instance. He's our trainer, but we can work at different times to fit your schedules. So it's not like you have to work out with your group. And I have started doing this week just to prepare myself for when this thing starts so my body doesn't take this huge shock. And I got to tell you, man, I've done this 4 days in a row now. I sit in my chair, and when I get out of my chair, I feel like I'm crippled. I mean, it is legs and core and your shoulders and your arms. And I'm just waiting for this to go away, and it all just, like, pops out like Popeye real quick. And you guys, you're going to be amazed when you see me next.
Okay. I'm ready to be amazed.
Yeah. And then you are going to want to do the 60-day challenge.
Well,
they also put you on a nutrition program, which, you know, I think a lot of it plant-based and all of that. But
good. That's very good. I, of course, am a Whole Foods plant-based eater, WFPB, Whole Foods plant-based. And, Mark, you know, I work out 5 days a week.
You do?
Tuesday through Saturday, I have a farmer's market, so I'm toting that bale and lifting that barge.
Right. Yeah. Old school workouts, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Jackie?
We're building something. But
Jackie, you're going to have to mute.
No, she's going to be on that soon. But now, Mark, tell me, what are some of the big things going on with the chamber right now?
Okay, well, we just came off a super exciting bite at the beach, which was we're still hearing feedback on it, which is fantastic. That's what, you know, when you have something that resonates after the event's over with, you know you put on a good event. When even the press is saying, if you notice, the Beach Reporter and Easy Reader all did post stories on Bite and did pictures and stuff, which I thought, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so SoCal Gas was a big sponsor of that event. And but it was at the studio, so you will see this event again next year. What we're doing right now, one of the big things we're doing right now is getting nominations for Best of Manhattan. And that's our annual awards show. And that's where people nominate their favorite businesses in Manhattan Beach. It has to be a Manhattan Beach business. They nominate their favorite businesses, and then the top nominees get thrown into that category, and or top five, I think, of each category. And from there, we look for the number one. There's the nomination, then there's a second voting period. And then they're announced at a ceremony, not a black tie dinner because of where we may do it this year, but a big dinner with awards and all the leading citizens and business owners under one roof, recognizing these businesses. So that's happening right now. And then more to our guest today is what's really fun coming up is the street food cinema. And we can maybe let Latrice talk a little bit about that. But I have added an element to street food cinema for the October 14th viewing or event is an art walk. We're going to have 20-plus artists there along with the food trucks. We want to hopefully build this into a huge art walk down the road, celebrating artists from Manhattan Beach and the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And then that all leads into this wonderful movie.
Now, the art walk. Are you saying it's all going to be on the golf course?
The movie screen is on the golf course. You enter from the side of the hotel, the side of the parking lot,
right.
And you can.
Right.
And then there'll be food trucks lined, and the artists will be in and around that area on the golf course, and
right.
Then there'll be a separate entrance where you go and watch the movie. We're going to have live music. There will be trailers for the sponsors leading into the movie. Konecta is a big sponsor of this event, and we're excited about that. We're going to have some local – I don't know if you know you guys know Jameson Jarvis, right? She seems
to
be – Dennis has got her playing everywhere. And so, and then if we can get, we don't want to say anything to her yet, but if we can get Latrice up there singing, I think that'd be a home run.
Now, you're jumping the gun. You're jumping the gun, Mark, because we have a plan.
I know. I'm just trying to tee you up.
This is a professional show, Mark. This is a professional show. So,
Jack, I don't do well with professional.
Jackie,
professional.
You sound wonderful.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had to fiddle with my mic. So.
Much
all right.
Better.
Okay, I got it all under control now.
So as Mark let the cat out of the bag, Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Latrice McLaughlin, Community Relations Manager for Konecta Federal Credit Union. Now, Latrice has more than 20 years of experience as a community builder and advocate. Her area of focus is on providing clear, sound, and tailored service to connect employees, members, and the community through mutually beneficial resources and experiences for the purpose of promoting goodwill. Since 1994, Latrice has supported organizations throughout California, including the Richstone Family Center, Manhattan Beach Education Foundation, Centinela Valley Union High School District, the Volunteer Center of South Bay, the Friendship Foundation, Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and more. Some of her work at Konecta includes creating an internship program, establishing a volunteer corps, managing philanthropic giving, developing financial literacy programs for adults, creating a scholarship program, and spearheading numerous fundraiser efforts. Now, she currently sits on the boards for the Torrance Area Chamber of Commerce and the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. Latrice holds a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from California State University, Long Beach, with an emphasis in acting. Now, this morning, we're going to learn about the various services Konecta provides for their members and the various events that they sponsor in the community. Welcome to the program, Latrice. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you so much, and good morning to everyone. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, we often start, Latrice, with our guests exploring their background, their history in business. And we'd love to get some of your background in history and business, because that's a very interesting combination, fine arts degree and banking. So tell us how that happened.
Right. So I went to Howard University initially as a musical theater major, transferred out to Cal State Long Beach, and finished in acting. And my first job
Whoa, Latrice. Let's start with most people don't know the importance of that. Oh, yeah, I went to Howard. Talk about that first.
So let me go way back. I grew up in Milwaukee, and two family members and several friends decided to go to college together. So we went to Howard University, which is a historically black college and university in Washington, D.C.
One of the great historically black colleges.
It is the Mecca, they call it, really great opportunity to go, and quite different from growing up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And so that was a really exciting and welcome surprise to be able to get out to D.C. and to get to know the people and the culture and the flair of the East Coast, and get a chance to walk the halls where so many of African-American artists and musicians, doctors, lawyers have gone. So it's quite rich in culture and history just for the African-American community and beyond. And so it was really exciting to be able to go there. And just on a day-to-day basis, you'd see all kinds of different actors and things that are in class with you or that are doing workshops on the campus. I remember very vividly a stride piano workshop that Harry Connick Jr. was having, and they were like, he's over at the chapel. If you want to go see him, he'll be there from 1 to 3. And so, you know, we're like, are you kidding? But folks like that all the time would be on the campus walking around and really encouraging the students to, you know, pursue their dreams, to really go for it. So that's where I spent my first 2 years, and then I transferred out to Long Beach.
Awesome. So now you graduated with a degree in fine arts. What was the trajectory that led you to the banking industry?
Money. I was a poor
good
college
reason.
Student trying to figure out my way, and I was doing some auditions around, but
yeah,
I didn't.
So to Latrice, did you do any shows out here?
So Ain't Misbehavin', I did down in Orange County, the Performing Arts Center.
Wow.
They had a show that was out in D.C., and then they brought a cast here, and some of the folks that I knew when I was doing some musical theater out, I was doing music. I had done Ain't Misbehavin' at the Olney Theater in Maryland, and then when some of the cast came out here, I auditioned for them, and we did that there. So that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You remind me very much of the famous bank robber Willie Loman, when they asked him, "Well, Willie, why do you rob banks?" "That's where the money is."
Exactly. But now that I'm a banker,
I don't get that joke.
Stay away from bank robbers. Yes. Yeah. So my first job then, once I graduated, I went to a temp agency, and I was thinking I would just, you know, work some temporary jobs to leave me flexible to still do auditions and different pieces like that. But one of the first places that, and actually it was, it's a local TIFF agency, Amy Zimmerman, whose services, you know, kind of the South Bay, went to her group and set me up at Hawthorne Savings as their receptionist. And so I was there initially part-time, and the gal that was there for some reason decided not to come back. So they offered me the position full-time with benefits. And, hey, when you're a struggling actor, that looks and sounds pretty good.
Yep.
But I didn't
wow.
necessarily think that was going to be, you know, my life's work. But from there, that company was wonderful, and I had lots of opportunities, and just through training, you know, started to feel around and, okay, well, what kind of worked for me? Did a little bit of that. Community reinvestment position came open, and I started doing that and doing some stand-up training as well. And I've been literally, I've worked on Rosecrans my entire professional career. Hawthorne Savings was at 2381, just over the Paul Martin. And then they had a connecting over to 2361. And so they merged with Commercial Capital Bank, and at Commercial Capital, our CFO became the CEO at Connecta, and so many of us then followed her over because WaMu then came and bought them out and then shut everything down. So that's how I, that's
right.
been my journey. But on Rosecrans, so now I'm 1440 Rosecrans, so I literally have been on Rosecrans my entire working career.
Most people don't really understand the sort of the raison d'etre, the reason that banks do what they do in the way that they do it. But banks are, in some ways, a real estate holding company. They buy and develop real estate, and then they use that real estate for the transaction of financial services. You know, banks don't only make their money from your deposits or financial services, but they make money from the arbitrage for the real estate that they own. And as everyone knows, many banks have a lot of real estate.
Right.
So, and also community service and involvement in community is tremendously important to banks, because they, the transfer of money, the in and out, the flow of money is extremely important to the profitability of a bank. So community relations manager is a very important position. I'm sure that your boss and his boss watch what you do very carefully and closely, and they're probably very happy because you are so involved, Latrice.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. And, you know, this is the beauty of actually transitioning from the banking world into the credit union world. The model for credit union is people helping people. And so really this has been such an amazing opportunity, and even the difference and shift from when I was in the banking world, and most of it was, well, Commercial Capital was Commercial Bank, but Hawthorne Savings was more of a savings, a smaller savings loan. Community was important, but we also had the Community Reinvestment Act, and so we had a group coming in that would actually audit what we were doing every year and a half to 2 years. But here at the credit union, we don't have that. We don't have a group that comes in. It is just the heart and fiber of the credit union to give back, to be able to go out in the community, to create the programs that I really am blessed to be able to think about, hear the needs of my different community partners, our school partners, and then take a look at the resources we have and develop something that will help them or encourage them or help their students, help their constituents, whichever group it happens to be. But it really is at Connecta from the top down. We have a, I manage a 16-foot smoker griller, which you may have seen in the area. But our president and CEO, he will put on his apron, roll up his sleeves, and come out and barbecue for us. Actually, he brought the rig to us. But it really is his heart. And honestly, that takes away anyone's excuses in the entire company. If the president can get up at 5:30 in the morning to come out and barbecue for Manhattan Beach School District, then anyone in the company, you know, it's really about empowering folks to get
that's beautiful.
Talk about what they're passionate about and go out and do it. Yeah, it's really, really amazing.
Now, how do all credit unions, but Connecta Federal Credit Union in particular. How is Connecta reaching out to the small business community, and especially through the Manhattan Beach Chamber? Is that something that was planned, or is that something that just happened because Mark is an incredible salesman, and once he sinks his teeth into you, you have to say yes?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. in and with our community, we consider, you know, the South Bay and especially Manhattan Beach really the capital for Connecta, because that's where we're housed. We've been in business for over 77 years, and the businesses and our community partners really, that is how we get the word out. That's how we get the products into people's hands. That's how we get to know the families that live in the areas that we're in. You know, that's how we get a chance to enhance the businesses that are close to our branch locations, is by really empowering our people to reach out, and being in the community is the way that we do it. If we're at the event, if we are hosting an event with the chamber over at the Jocelyn Center, wherever we might be, being able to be out there, I think one thing that separates us is our exceptional service, really caring about people, taking time. And I think overall, credit unions are just a kind of a nicer, kinder way to do your financial transactions. But being able to interface with them, to let them know what we have, but then to ask what they have or what they need, so that both it is a true relationship that is flowing back and forth and both sides are winning.
Okay. Mark, when you think about the different relationships that you're developing for the chamber and for the members of the chamber, why is a relationship with a bank and a credit union in particular, but why is a relationship with a bank really important?
Well, you know, it's typically someone like Connecta. These guys are leaders in our business community. I mean that, and what we ask of these leaders is be a role model for the others out there. Show that, you know, you have to give back to the community. You should give back to the community. You should be involved in the community, because I think that's what resonates with people when they know that someone cares about them and cares about their community. When they see Connecta at a chamber event, or they see Connecta at a charity auction, or at a community event of some sort, even a little league game, it just shows that they care about the community and people down deep. I mean, when you choose where you want to shop and bank, you know, what keeps you coming back is breeding some sort of positive familiarity with that bank or with that business. In other words, when you get to know people at a certain grocery store or at a bank or at an institution like that, you want to come back, because now you know these people on a first name basis. They're part of your extended family, in a sense. And that's what, you know, does it ever get there? You hope so. But that's what you strive for. You know, I always used to say, it's funny, and now I make it a point to go see my insurance people, because, you know, you sign up, you get insurance, and you make those payments. But when was the last time you actually talked to your insurance person, you know, that you actually had spent time with them and got to know them? And then what happens is you end up later on, if you switch it, like if you move cities or move or change services, you usually go to somebody, or you do change services because you go to someone who you kind of care about, or who you see on a regular basis, or who's a part of your community and who's involved in the community. We used to shop. For instance, I know banks that offer incentives to children, right? And I think that's great, because if they grow up, you know, or credit unions offer incentives, they grow up and they have that warm and fuzzy because they remember when they got incentivized to read during the summer, and because of that, mm-hmm. a savings account was started or whatever. Those are the things that then, okay, that may be their first checking account and first relationship with a bank is one that they know. And that's why I think it's smart for all these business leaders in our community, Connecta being one of them, to go out there in a big way and make some noise to show to be advocates for the smaller businesses too, because they show them this is how it's done, this is how we care about our community, and we want to keep it thriving, we want to keep it active, we want to keep those areas of the community alive. If we didn't have people like Connecta who want to be a part of community, who have the resources to go out there and make a difference, you know, mom and pops don't always have those kinds of resources. We have to have the Connectas of the world because they're the ones that keep a lot of what makes a community alive. They're the ones who prop it up and a lot of times are unsung heroes. You just don't know how much they do. I mean, listen to that resume that Latrice had at the beginning that you were reading off. I mean, Latrice, I'm surprised you have time to be on this radio show. It's like, I mean,
honestly,
look at all.
To tell the truth, I just stepped out of an event to be here. I'm at an event this morning.
See, that's what I'm saying. And exactly. But every business leader out there, the big companies like Connecta, know the importance of community. And they are putting, you know, it's kind of like HR got its, you know, people are discovering, you know, sadly sometimes, the necessity of having a fully blown out HR department, you know, in these big industries. But the other area is they have to have a position like Latrice's that goes out and creates a touchstone with all the different areas of a community or a region like she has. And we are just so thankful. I mean, listen, the Street Food Cinema event that's coming up that they're a sponsor of, and by the way, this is just one thing they sponsor. They sponsor many other things with the Manhattan Beach Chamber. So, you know, we love Latrice, okay? We're going to get a T-shirt.
All right,
we love Latrice.
I heart Latrice.
Right.
Now,
but
Latrice, I want to get some information from her about those efforts that she does make, and how does it work, Latrice? Because like Mark says, you work with a lot of different organizations. You know, sometimes as I was a volunteer with my children going through the school system on, you know, education boards for many, many years, and we always used to say, let's coordinate how we approach businesses because we don't want them to get donor overload that people are just constantly asking them for money. And I'm sure Connecta Federal Credit Union is like target number one. How do you balance that? And you're working with the chamber. How do you choose which to do and which you can't do?
Sure. So to tackle the first one, so the way I think it is the way that we have set our process up, Joe. We really are working with groups that we have a partnership with, and so as folks call and approach us. We don't lead with money. We lead with heart. And so as folks give us a call to say, hey, you know, I'm doing this in this area, we'd love to have you guys sponsor this. What I do then is ask them more about the event and send it out. So 4 years ago, we created a volunteer corps at Connecta, and I was able to propose to the employees anything, any nonprofit that they are passionate about. They can go out and volunteer for them. Connecta will pay them for a full day to take off. They have 8 hours within a year, any nonprofit. And so as nonprofits approach us, I look to see what employees are like-minded. And so say if it's with animals. There's a group of employees that really are passionate about animals. And I will tell them, hey, guys, this event is happening, you know, October 2nd. Go check the place out and see if it's some place that you guys might like to support. And so if
okay,
they
so
come
I just,
back.
I just, I'm sorry, I just want to, so every employee has a full day a year to devote to the,
yes.
to the cause of their choice.
Yes, yes. And they can use it however they want. If they want to use it the full day or, you know, kind of in increments. Along with all of these that we have some that are already pre-established, like our backpack drive or our community celebration and chili cook-off. We have several that are already kind of mainstays for us that happen. We have a food drive, you know, several that just happen. But, yeah, if an employee, you know, wants to go feed the whales, they want to go clean the beach, they want to – whatever it is that they want to do, we celebrate those efforts for them and support them doing that. And so as groups come our way, we try to match them up with employees that are like-minded because the employees really drive our effort. And so as the employees go, learn more about the organization, then we send volunteers to them because our whole point is to actually build a relationship with those nonprofits. We're not just sending out checks. We're not just checking somebody off a box. We want them to know and to feel the impact and the love that Connecta has for their organization. And so that's how we actually work together with them. And some groups truly are just looking for a donation. They may not have volunteer opportunities and things like that. And so those generally will fall off to the wayside just a bit because we are a company that engages. But so many of them are like, are you kidding? We would love to have some volunteers here, and they'll send us a list of what it is, you know, the roles that they'll have for the day and what they're looking to do, and then the employees will go over and support it. And if it's something that they'd like to adopt, then we will consider that, you know, as we're going down the line. Or we also empower employees to host a fundraiser for their nonprofit, and we will match them dollar for dollar up to $2,500 for their nonprofit.
Wow.
And so we have, yeah, so we have a group that is, you know, just had a group that hosted a carnival for the Friendship Circle. And so these employees were passionate about what the Friendship Circle is doing. We met them through the annual Skechers Walk, learned more about them. They don't necessarily have adult volunteers, and so we kept trying to figure out, well, what can we do for you guys? And they hosted their carnival, and during the course of the year, we have a department of employees that's adopted them. They do their own fundraising. They put a theme behind it. And so I want to say two Fridays ago, they went and hosted the whole day over with the Friendship Circle. And we supported that. And we're really excited about it, really excited about the partnership that we have.
Great. Fantastic. So that's a very comprehensive. I mean, that reminds me very much of the many people might know that Google employees, after a certain amount of tenure, are often offered the ability to take literally as much as 20% of their work time, perhaps one day a week, to devote to a project of passion. And it's not always charity. It's often technology, but still, it allows a person, a human being, to be themselves, and then the other 80% of the time they get back to work and do what the company needs done.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
And the effects that you see from that, you know, just the morale that builds to have something. We have employees that are going out and supporting causes because maybe they have someone that is, I think of one woman particularly, she has a daughter that suffers from sickle cell. And so just being able to know her work would support her, to have a walking team to support this cause that is affecting her family member, and then we will come behind that and match it $2,500 to support her cause, that builds morale like no other. You know, they're so excited then to come back and share what they're doing or to get a chance to share their story. It's so much love, so much passion, and even in that case, so much healing for them as a family, because that's tough, you know, to have, you know, your daughter going through challenges like that. But we really believe that that's what it's all about, just people taking care of people.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now I'm going to do a quick station break, and then we'll be back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about all things local and the involvement of Connective Federal Credit Union with the Manhattan Beach Chamber and the Manhattan Beach Chamber itself. We're talking about what they're doing. You're listening to the South Bay Show again, and this is Manhattan Beach 360. We'd love to have your comment or questions. If you happen to be listening live, 8 a.m. Friday mornings, we'd love to have your comment or question. Give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's area code 714-242-5288. We'd love to speak with you. Now, Mark, what are some of the things that you are looking towards in the future? I mean, this great relationship with Connecta, it's already borne some great dividends. What are you looking for in the future?
Well, two things are happening right now that I'm excited. Well, I'm excited about a lot of things. In this position, you spin a lot of plates. And two of the plates that I'm spinning, the one plate, and it's already being organized, and Latrice is a part of this, is our Women's Mastermind on November 8th. And the Women's Mastermind is going to be taking place at the Jocelyn Center here. There will be 18 tables of 8 women. And one of those women is the facilitator. So we have 18, actually we have 17. One of the tables is a sponsor table. But we have 17 very strong facilitators. They are business coaches, life coaches, but they're trained to listen and guide conversation and keep conversation on point. And then we have two panels. Latrice's part of this is where we're going to be talking about the gender gap, filling the gender gap, and the other one, what it takes to develop. And I always thought this was funny because my project manager, who is B.B. Goldstein, came up with this title, and I thought, well, you know, you are talking about women, but it's having strong legs for your business, how to have strong legs for your business or something like that. But
okay.
This is going to be for women, by women, to women, about women. And what happens in a mastermind concept is each one of these ladies at the table, first of all, you have your panels. That breaks up the date. There's a wonderful lunch. I mean, this is going to be linens on the table, on the tables, cloth napkins, plated lunch. Amy Holworth, we'll have somebody from the city probably. She's going to be our incoming mayor. She will probably make the opening remarks. If not her, we'll have somebody key to make opening remarks to kick it off. It's 10 to 2 on November 8th, and so during that lunch period. But each lady at that table gets 15 minutes exclusively for them. They spend 2 minutes outlining their issue, whether it be a life issue, a business issue, whatever. And then the rest of the time, all the other ladies weigh in with all the other women weigh in with their thoughts on what this person can do to handle that issue. So they become mentors at this table. And we'll have a note taker who will be taking notes, and then we'll compile all the notes, and everybody will get the notes after the post the event. And
maybe in the notes generalize the advice given to that category of problem, or, you know, if it's financing or if it's spousal support or whatever.
Right.
The,
we were going to try to categorize, and I'm curious what Latrice thinks about this. We were going to categorize the different tables. And then depending on what you're, if you wanted to tell us what you kind of wanted to talk about, we could steer you over to that table. But then we thought, well, that's cumbersome. That seems to be so we'd rather do just random seating, and whatever your issue is, whether it be personal or you bring it up. And ladies have no one else is doing anything like this. And, you know, we have our women's business seminars and women's business conferences, but no one's doing a mastermind where you're really developing these mentors and these, you know, and hopefully these relationships, because what we're going to do is ask people to sign up for a chamber women's mastermind afterward that'll meet.
Okay.
You know, once
okay,
a
now
quarter.
Mark, now, Now, Mark, we've had a wonderful conversation with no controversy, but now I can think of a controversy, and she's going to be surprised when I mention this. I think that it's a fantastic idea, but also there is a meme out there that women don't want to be in, you know, women's organizations. They want to be leaders in organizations where both men and women are apart, because it almost creates, for lack of a better term, a ghetto of you know, leadership. When you say,
we
"Oh,
are,
this is a
we
black community, this is a black organization, this is a women's organization, this is a seniors organization, this is a, you know, I don't know, people who wear blue socks organization." No, we want a different kind of organization. I want to get Latrice's response to the idea of a women's conference versus a conference where everyone can attend. Am I going off the deep end here?
No, it's all right. I can swim with you. I think that I actually really like women's conferences, but I am the oldest of five, and I have two sisters that I'm very, very close to. I like women's conferences because I feel like we get a chance to – there's so many levels that are similar that we can kind of relax, be ourselves, that we can dress up or, you know, kind of have our fun vendor stations and that kind of thing. But I think in the breakout sessions, I think that there are some things that are trending or some things that that are just an issue for women overall. And I think the opportunities to – talk about those things specifically, like the book Lean In, being able to lean in, and how are you leaning in the company that you're with, or how are you leaning in to break, you know, the glass ceiling in your organization. Those types of conversations, I think, are really well put for things like women's conferences. I think there is, I do agree with the meme that you were talking about in business overall, that I want to be a strong business professional, you know, a strong business executive in any business, not just a women's business. If there were a women's, you know, business that were strong, that would be fantastic. But to be considered across the board, I think more so is what how I interpret that meme of it's not just, you know, to, you know, have in a smaller bucket as your person or your race or, you know, whichever, but just overall to be able to be strong and to be recognized as a true leader.
What we want to accomplish with the Women's Mastermind, or I think can be accomplished, is these women, it's not that we're alienating. By the way, if we can't tell a man not to come to this event. We'd be sued.
I love those kinds of conferences. I love being surrounded by, like,
right.
Women.
But these women will go back into that world, hopefully feeling stronger, feeling more secure, feeling better, and maybe even having found a mentor for them to go back to and talk to. And also, hopefully out of this will become a regular organization that that these women can get together on a regular basis and do the same thing on their own. And this will be through the chamber. So we want to provide those kinds of resources for those groups. Listen, we're doing the same thing. We're creating a young professionals group. We want to do the same thing because we want to get into – Latrice is an executive at Connecta, right? But what about the mid-level managers below her? And I don't mean below her in a negative way. I mean just who are not involved with the chamber at that level, who are not involved with the resources and all of those things that maybe she gets to go to or see on a regular basis because she's the front of the house for dealings with the chamber or dealings with the city or dealings with a particular group out there. Well, we want to create a place where her mid-level managers can come and thrive as with other people in their peer group, you know, and therefore they can spread the Connecta message. They can learn more.
Now, just for a moment, I want to bring Jackie in on this because I've known
she's a woman.
Through – well, it's more than that. She has some strong opinions about
– not Jackie.
Creating ghettos for women that are lesser than the main sort of stream directions and so forth. So, Jackie, you have the floor.
Well, I think it takes all kinds. I think there are all kinds of people out there. I think there are men and women that are comfortable with one thing or another, and there should be events for everybody. You know, if you know, there are men and women that are not comfortable interfacing with the opposite sex. You know, so they may be more comfortable in that arena. So you know, it takes all kinds, mm-hmm. and there should be a platform for all kinds. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. so
I've run into, now in putting this women's mastermind together, I've actually run into, there have been, not a lot, I mean, there was one woman who said, I'm more comfortable with men than I am with women. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that.
I didn't, sure, you know, that. They just get along better. They feel more, maybe it's they feel more charming and more alive or more secure or whatever, for whatever reason. Maybe they feel less secure when they're around their peers of the same sex, you know, and things like that. Mm. I don't know. Mm. But so you do run into that. But
yeah,
by and large, yeah.
There's all different comfort levels. There's all different comfort mm-hmm. levels. So to have, you know, these different opportunities where you're comfortable, you know, standing up and speaking, you know, a lot of people are not necessarily very good at speaking to a group, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe they don't want to jump in, you know, to the whole. Maybe they're more comfortable starting in a smaller pond.
By the
know?
Way, may
so,
I bring, may, oh, sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I
was
going to say I love it when Jackie and I get together because then we're just topping each other. and then everybody else is gone. It's just me and Jackie. The other thing we're trying to add, just to throw another layer on this, and boy, you hate to think of it as, but Latrice, I think it was you that brought it up. To me once. We were having lunch somewhere. I think it was at Thai Kitchen. There's a free plug. And if you'll notice, at our state of the city, at our I have to speak about Manhattan Beach more than any other because I'm intimately involved with Manhattan Beach, so I know them very well. You know, typically, you know, state of the city, sometimes our little seminars, but it's all very white, you know? We want...
Amen, brother.
The chamber, and this is one of my tasks for my staff, is I said, guys, we're a diverse community. We have to show that we're a diverse community. We need to step into... let's not just accept that whoever shows, you know, we've got to show that and we've got to represent that at the chamber. You know, we have a responsibility to our community to represent all people at the chamber. Right. And so that's another area, and that's something else that we can do. And by, I don't mean black or white or Asian, but also women and young people,
yeah.
and, you know, maybe certain specific categories of industry. But we've got to really work at representing all those factions. Mm-hmm. So let's have something mm-hmm. for women. Let's have something for those young managers, those up-and-comers that Latrice manages, you know, something where they can go to and feel like they're involved and they're doing something and they're creating and they're learning and they're networking and all of that, you know. Let's create, you know, seminars and workshops and do it for free for our small businesses so that, you know, something they can afford and it will give them the tools to work smarter and maybe be more productive and therefore more profitable. So mm-hmm. that's another thing what I love about the women in business. It's not, you know, it isn't just because I think there's a need for all these groups and generally people like to go and they'll feel more comfortable if they feel they're in with people who understand where they're coming from.
It's, yeah, Mark, you know, seriously, The small pond is a good place to start. You're doing it with your Young Entrepreneurs Program, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these kids, you know.
By the way,
Latrine
Connecta is a sponsor of that, which I'm so proud of them because that's one of my passion projects is the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. Sorry. Mm. Go.
Yeah, it's a good thing to point out. So you have your maybe a 12-year-old, 13-year-old that is
mm-hmm.
not comfortable necessarily getting up in front of adults and speaking, you know, but you give them this it's several month program where they are with their peers, you know, people their own age, maybe some people a little older, you know, 12-year-old and a 17-year-old, there's a big difference there. You know,
yeah.
but they get comfortable maybe.
But that merges as you get further along in the program.
Exactly. So your 12-year-old may be intimidated by a 17-year-old in day-to-day stuff, but they come into this program, they're exposed to them, they work with them, they interact with them, and then from there, they go on to their young professionals. You know, then they turn, you know, 20, 21, and now they're again, with their peers. Learning how to interact with at that point in their life. And again, the same thing with women or people of different religions or cultures. It's a starting point. It's your comfort level.
Right. And you know what? What's interesting with women, and Latrice, jump in anytime. Joe, you stay right where you are. What's interesting is with women, they are so diversified in tasks, and because men are simple. I always say that men, you drop a penny into their mouth and it just flies right through them and right out. You know, women, you drop it in, it's like a pachinko machine. You know, it's ding, 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 ding. You know, it takes a couple of days to get through it, but they're complicated. And so. When you get and this is what our culture is built, you know, a lot of these women probably at this women's mastermind will a lot of these may be women who now their kids are older, their kids are headed off to college, maybe they're in high school, but they've turned them over to the system and they want to get started with something. They want to do something.
Mm.
They want to explore a passion they have. Maybe someone wants to make jewelry. Maybe someone wants to open up start a business of some sort that they're passionate about, an art
right.
business or whatever, and explore that. My wife, you know, she was a singer, dancer, actor for 15 years, right? And then when we had our third son, we moved to California, she, you know, started to taper off. And pretty soon she was busy. I was flying around the country working on, you know, doing TV shows and stuff. And she took a cooking class because she's always loved to cook. She had to cook she grew up very poor. She had to come home from school at 7 years of age and cook for the family dinner that night.
What?
Because her mom was taking care of her dad who was terminally ill. And so she had to cook. She was the oldest. She had to cook for her sister and two brothers.
Right.
And so she learned to cook at a very early age. And, listen, their Christmases were going to the Salvation Army and picking out one gift. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why my wife is so sweet. She's just never a bad way. What she's gone through, and she's made me a better person by a lot of this stuff. But anyway, my point being that she decided, I said, you got to do something for yourself besides something that doesn't involve schools. And these are some of the women who are going to be here. It doesn't involve your kids, your schools, your husband, your boyfriend, your church or anything like your neighbors, you know, something for yourself. And she went and took a cooking class. Next thing you know, she took their professional program. And now 15 years later, plus has a catering company, fairly successful. So, there's going to be those women in there that I would love to have them walk away with a plan or a mentor. And then if they join this women's mastermind group that meets regularly, maybe they've got now a resource where every couple of months they can come in and say, well, this is what's happening now, but I've run into this. What do you guys think I should do? I think they need it. Now, you couldn't do that with men, you know, I don't think. Because
now,
men would go, You know, you can't tell me anything. I know everything.
Now we're getting towards the end of the show, Mark. If this organization meets regularly, how do people find out about it? How do they?
You're
going to
hear more about it. We're just in the what we're doing is the Women's Mastermind is the launch pad for something we want to do every year. And by the way, Tamela Lewis, who is with the StubHub Center, is going to be there. I mean, we've got some fantastic ladies along with Latrice who are going to be a part of this on the panels. I mean, leaders and strong women who really have something to say and can help these other people out, can help these other women out. But from that, we will have a sign-up list at the Women's Mastermind. If you're interested in meeting regularly, you sign up, and then we'll contact you. And probably Kathleen Terry or Elizabeth Bailey or somebody like that will handle that group, because it'll be under the chamber auspices, but obviously it'll be facilitated by, we'll find some women to facilitate it. So.
All right.
I get excited about new events like that.
Yeah. It's different. It's different, isn't it? It's different. Now, it could fall on its face, but I don't think it will. I think these women, I think you'll just hear, I just really, in my mind, and you know BB, Jackie, in my mind, I just think this could be really cool. No boys allowed. I won't be there. I'm excited about it. No one else is doing anything like it,
Mark is going to be peeking in the door.
No.
Peeking
hey, Latrice, by the way, speaking of volunteers, Latrice, I'm going to hit you up with some business here. Would your employees at the Connecta near where Street Food Cinema is going to be, you're right, a block away, would your employees want, to work the registration and then they could watch the movie afterwards? If you have a few employees that want to do that, I can, because we'll use our member staff, but if you would rather supply volunteers to work that, if that's a perk for them, and then their families go to the movie.
Sure, well, we can reach out to them. I'm sure they will, especially with the fantastic movies that are coming up.
Well, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this in some of our but we just announced, but we have the October 14th movie is now Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
I have to change that on my website.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, we just got
it.
We
that's
changed
a great
it.
Idea.
We changed it from Adam's Family. It's now Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
By the way, the first movie, Mean Girls, I don't even remember that movie, but you mentioned it to people and they love it. Right now, we're estimated 1,400 people at that event.
Right.
Yep. At that movie.
September 9th.
September 9th. Yep.
Wow.
And we'll have food trucks and, whatever else we can do there.
It's a fun night out. It's a fun night out.
It's a great
date
night. It's a great family night. Bring your teens. It might be a fun movie for those guys.
Will there be a fire engine?
There will not be a fire engine. I'll have a defibrillator there for you, Joe.
Okay, because I always, the standard joke with my crowd in high school was it wasn't a good party unless there were cops and fire engines.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
I'm waiting for them to bring back the elephants to the.
Well, you know what? By the way, to the hometown fair. Most of these firemen now, listen, years ago, I used to organize the block parties on our block, and I would always invite the firemen to show up. They'd come in their rig, and they'd come in, and they'd park at the end, all the kids. But all of a sudden, we notice our wives are gone. And we look down the street, and every wife is down there with the firemen. This is, I think a lot of them are married now, but back then, they were not. And they were just these Adonises, And where are the wives? Oh, the fire truck's here.
Okay. Well, this has been a fantastic show, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Latrice McLaughlin. McLaughlin?
McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And by the way, Latrice, you haven't even told them that you can hear, you can listen to you on Spotify and where else?
Apple Music, iTunes. I have a jazz CD that's out. We did it a few years ago, but I have a new one that's coming this fall.
Oh, see, guys?
All right.
These are the things we don't know about.
Now, you see, if we had known about this ahead of time, we could have played some music.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Latrice, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right. Connective Federal Credit Union. Fantastic. What a great member, a great partner in the community. And thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for joining us.
And Jackie.
All right. Well, we do this every Friday, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to know more about the Chamber, just go to ManhattanBeachChamber.com. And, of course, Mark, the phone number?
310-545-5313. 310-545-5313. And please call me. Let me know what you think. If you have any ideas, how we can help you, give us a call.
And Latrice, would you give us, your contact information, website address, phone numbers?
Sure. So it's Kinecta, and that's www.kinecta.org, KINECTA.ORG.
Perfect.
All right. Fantastic.
Now, see,
I think
that's a good sign that how many businesses do you know, financial institutions end in .org? That says something there, I think.
Well, yeah, the whole
credit
union movement is very compatible with local, and we here in the South Bay are blessed with some great credit unions. Connective Federal Credit Union being one of them.
It's the only one.
Oh, sorry. I forgot. It's the only one. That's true. The others are all out of business. It's Connective Federal Credit Union for nothing. For nothing. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show today, and we'll be back every Friday with the Manhattan Beach Chamber 360. Bye-bye now. Oh, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
I almost forgot to thank Jackie. Bye-bye.